This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, we have talked a bunch of hunting with Larry Wysoon and all of our buddies, like always. Let's talk about a catfish tournament with Mr. Brian St. Alma. Now, the PK Catmasters tournament, which was held, I guess, a month ago, to my knowledge, was probably the biggest payout maybe of any catfish tournament in the country. I think it was like $61,000, lots of money for a catfish tournament or any tournament. But we're going to visit with Brian and maybe learn more about what's coming up next year and some things about what happened this year. Brian, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. And hats off. I can only imagine all the things involved in organizing a tournament of this magnitude. You know, it's I had people talking, friends of mine that are tournament catfish anglers, talking to me way before it happened. But I think it's maybe a true statement. It's definitely one of the biggest in the country, if not the biggest, right?
It's, you know, we didn't have the team turnouts like some of the bigger tournaments get close to 200 teams. I think we had 129 teams, but as far as cash payout, it's definitely the biggest in the country. But we think a little bit we're having flooding conditions here at PK, like a lot of lakes were all over Texas that week. So we felt like a lot of anglers kind of backed out last minute showing up with the conditions. But actually, it turned out to be probably one of the better weekends to catfish, especially here at PK. We had some really big weights turned in and a lot of fish weighed in that weekend.
You know, I've fished PK for stripers usually, Brian, in years past. I've done a lot of magazine articles and reported the fishing up there for newspapers and the like. But I don't know, you know, the locals probably been catching a lot of catfish for years. That's one lake I've never fished for done any catfishing on. But talking to people that's fished the tournament and you and others, it's a pretty doggone good catfish place, isn't it? A lot of catfish in there.
You know, it's not known for the catfish fishery. It is a striper fishery. But being cat fisherman myself and a tournament angler, I live here on the lake. It only made sense to me. And, it made a better tournament for people that come from out of state, which we had 14 states show up for the tournament. Well, a lot of times when you go fish these catfish fisheries, you've got, you know, 15 to 20 guides that fish on the lake every day for catfish.
Yep.
And in some cases, I feel like when you go to those tournaments, they have a little bit of a advantage. When you come to PK, we don't have catfish guides,
right.
It's not known for catfish, and we do have a good fishery here, but not like, you know, Lake Tawakoni or Texoma or Wheeler Lake in Alabama. Mm-hmm. We're not going to turn in weights like they do. But, we still have good catfish and good size. I mean, we catch them in the 50s, high 50 pounds, pretty regular in the wintertime here.
Yeah, well, and it's brought to light, you know, the fact that it is a good catfish fishery. It's amazing, you know, the playing field was more or less level for a lot of people there at PK. A lot of heavy hitter tournament catfishing folks had showed up. But, I had people telling me we had a Bradley Doyle on a couple of weeks ago talking about the tournament, you know, and he said, you know, I had to look and figure out the program, much like bass fishing used to be on a reservoir when these pros would go somewhere they never even been before, you know. So,
yeah,
it's kind of put catfishing into the limelight in a sense, Brian. Well, so this was actually the first really big one, right? I mean, for PK Catmasters. I think you've had other ones maybe on a smaller level before.
Yes. You know, last year we had what I call our first big one, really. We had 118 teams show up. I think we paid out $34,000 last October. We made a mistake and scheduling last year's tournament on the same weekend as Monsters of Ohio. We didn't realize that when we put this tournament on that we would draw teams from Kansas, Missouri, you know, that far away. But so that at that time, when we, after the tournament was over, we got calls and asked if we would change the date, which we did. We put it 1 week after, and a lot of those anglers that fished Monsters, Ohio, came and fished the Cat Masters this year.
Yep, yep. Well, I think we want to, you know, throughout the year, we're going to keep all the folks that listen regularly to us tuned in to what you're doing. It's an awesome – I'm all about catfishing. I grew up in northeast Texas, and, you know, I grew up catfishing. So I'm not a professional, but I do love to, love to catch them, Brian. How do folks connect with PK Cat Masters? I guess Facebook is one of the best ways, right?
Facebook is one of the best ways. We'll start in January. We've already started working on next year's tournament. We're trying to up the bar. We have bigger goals for next year. We're looking at probably 200 teams showing up next year. We'll start registration in January. And the best way to follow is go to Possum Kingdom Cat Masters Facebook page. And we will start getting closer to January. We'll start giving the date out that when we start registration, which is really important to, if you're going to fish the tournament as an angler, you want to register early, because we do a numbered launch, which means, you know, first through however many teams we're going to, if you got a honey hole out here, you want to naturally be in the top few anglers to get to that place. So we will start giving that dates out probably in the end of December. We're trying to get some feet. We've got more sponsors coming on board for next year. Last year it took us about 3 months to put it this tournament together. This is going to take a full 12 months.
Yep.
A lot of people getting involved, and it's going to be a lot bigger. So
each week
we'll do a live Facebook broadcast starting in probably February. And if anybody's at the Catfish Conference in Kentucky, we'll be there as well. We have a booth there. But follow us on Facebook. We also have a webpage, PossumKingdomCatMasters.com. But the best way is the Facebook page.
Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, and just like that on Facebook. They can stay tuned in. And then these live deals, you know, that you'll be putting on here the beginning of next year. You can give everybody updates and news. I'm sure you will during those little sessions. Well, Brian, thank you a lot. I know you're a busy guy getting all this together. I'm going to let you go, and we'll get you back in soon. And also, we'll keep everybody reminded every week of this. And next year, I hope to be able to break loose and get away from some of my hunting and get up there and see what's going on firsthand, you know?
Yeah, you might want to mention, too, we're already guaranteeing 2019 Cat Masters tournament. First place is going to get a check for $30,000.
That will draw. It'll draw a lot of folks from all over. Brian, thank you very much, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Luke.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of Catfish Bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my Catfish Bubblegum No Stink catfish bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com.